Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I 100% believe that contributed to me getting hurt. No doubt. I have used sticky stuff before. It's ridiculous that, like, it seems like this whole public perception of, like, oh, it's just like select few people. Like, your favorite pitcher probably 50 years ago was using something too. Like, if you felt these balls, how inconsistent they were, like, you have to use something. My substance of choice is sunscreen and rosin. Just nothing egregious, something to where I can get a grip on the ball so it doesn't feel dusty. But two starts ago against the Nationals, I went cold turkey, nothing. And before that start, I remember when all this stuff came out, I was talking to people and talking to doctors, and they were like, the thing that maybe MLB doesn't realize or that players don't realize is maybe it'll add to injuries. And in my mind, I was like, that sounds dumb. That sounds like an excuse a player would use to make sure he can use sticky stuff. But I threw to the Nationals with nothing. I've never been, I don't use spider tack. I don't need more spin. I have huge hands. I spin the ball fine. I want grip. I did well against the Nationals, probably one of the best starts I had all year. I woke up the next day and was like, I am sore in places that I didn't even know I had muscles in.
It's your headline. And we're brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkeyNorthHills.com. Humble brag by Tyler Glass now to say, I have huge hands.
Why would that be a humble brag, Pony? Buy me some peanuts and
Cracker Jack. Like, I have huge hands. I spin the ball fine. I want grip.
What connection am I missing here, Andrew? Why would that be a humble brag?
I just think if
you're... What might be the implication if you are a person with large hands, a man with large hands? What might be the thing that people are then inferring about you?
I have a big nose. You got a big Johnson.
Why do you do this to me? Why? Why, you 36-year-old trapped, you 12-year-old trapped in a 36-year-old body? Why do you do this to me?
You were the one that asked that they called
spin.
It a humble brag.
I have huge hands. I spin the ball fine.
Why would you say, unless you were also a 12-year-old trapped in a 35-year-old's body, that having huge hands would be a humble brag?
It's a humble brag to say I have huge hands.
Why?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you haven't said why. You've just
you know
declared
why
that
it's
it
a
is.
Humble brag. When you're bragging about your body and the size of things, that's a humble brag.
So if, like, somebody said, so somebody goes, I got huge ears, pal, you're saying that's a brag? Man, I have got the biggest elbows you have ever seen.
But someone says, I wear size 17s. That's a humble brag.
Why? That seems like it would be a pain in the ass to get shoes.
So you would not think, why are you telling me this? He didn't have to say he had huge hands there. You know why he did.
He was putting out the vibe.
Craig?
What if he had thrown in, I've got huge hands, ladies?
Tyler Glass now just throwing it out there. He may have a little time on his hands now. He's not going to be pitching.
And he put the hands up. They were rather big.
Let me show you. Proof.
Why do you guys do this to me? There's nowhere for me to go here.
Oh, there's plenty of places for you to go with this.
None of them that I particularly feel like I should go.
You know, I had a doctor tell me at a routine physical a few years ago that I should be putting sunscreen on every day. Not just in June.
Every day.
But in January, I should be putting sunscreen on. Because even though it's cold out, the sun still comes out and you can still get skin cancer from that. It's the only time I've ever been given that advice in my entire life.
Probably good advice. I think the people who climb mountains put on sunscreen.
Like, did you put sunscreen on this morning?
No.
Did you, Craig?
No.
You were out cutting your grass.
I cut the grass.
I was out
put on sunscreen.
Yeah, I was out with Lennox watching the cars go by on the main road for like 15 minutes.
I think if you're outside for more than 20 minutes, you're supposed to put sunscreen
on.
See,
I'm bad. I go to the golf course.
Especially your bald
head. Yeah. Well, I wear a hat or something, but I go to the golf course, and from the elbow down, Craig, I got the sort of permanent tan.
I already have a farmer's tan.
And so I just say, like, well, come on. My skin's like olive from the elbow down.
Craig, did you put a hat on?
No, I got to get a base on the top of this dome or it's going to get scorched.
A base?
Doctors don't want to hear about base.
Yeah, they don't want base layers of skin that's
tan.
They
want you doing spray tan. Imagine Craig showing up to a tanning salon to get a spray
tan. Just looking like Hulk Hogan without the hair.
In high school, I went to a tanning salon a few times.
Did you?
Yep.
And?
I didn't hate it. Pretty relaxing. Not bad. Good results. I was wearing a white tux to prom, and I wanted to have like somewhat of a tan.
You know what they said there about him?
And I have huge hands. I spin the ball fine. I want grip.
Yeah. They said, oh, Craig, huge hands.
Speaking of which, what size shoes do you wear, Pony?
14s.
14s, huh? Interesting.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Craig, what about you, buddy?
10.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.